From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Despite the lack of organized resistance in Baghdad, irregular fighters continued to make life dangerous for U.S. troops in the city. Today, a Marine was killed in a firefight with militants at a Baghdad mosque, and four Marines were seriously wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up at a military checkpoint. NPR's John Burnett is with the Marines and has this report from Baghdad.
Every block is different, and U.S. troops patrolling the Iraqi capital can never be lulled into complacency by scenes like this. A loudspeaker atop a Marine Humvee warned people to clear the streets and stay away from the ongoing military operation, but it was gleefully ignored by hundreds of men and boys who mobbed a Marine combat convoy. The impromptu street celebration took place in Saddam City, a destitute suburb east of the Tigris River, populated by Shiite Arabs who were violently oppressed by Saddam Hussein. They're among the happiest to see him overthrown. The crowd so overwhelmed the military vehicles, the Marines were forced to turn around and find an alternate route.
Can we back up?
Yes, push! Yes, yes, push! Yes,
yes! But late this afternoon, the same convoy, Alpha Company, 1st Battalion, 4th Marines, found the street side cheering had turned into a sniper ambush. The Marines turned and fired into a dingy green two-story residence. The gunman bolted out a side door. A dozen Marines charged into the alley. 5 minutes later, they ran back out, dragging six young Iraqi men in civilian clothes. They were thrown to the ground, flexi-cuffed, and taken away as enemy prisoners of war. Their rocket-propelled grenades were confiscated. Gone now is the immense desert and marshlands, the perfect battlefield, where Marines could call in artillery or Cobra gunships to take out the enemy. In Baghdad, when there's a target identified, infantry troops have to clear city blocks on foot, building by building. This morning, there was a report of mortar fire from an area of Saddam City occupied by hundreds of car repair stalls. The Marines picked three suspect blocks and got to work. A 25-year-old lieutenant named Hoot Stahl was in charge.
Basically, we're sweeping three rows of buildings. It's a suspected 82-millimeter mortar site, and we're just systematically going through each building. It's a little bit tough. They're all locked, a lot of steel doors.
They started out using bolt cutters and crowbars, but that quickly became exhausting.
Nothing in here.
So they called in their big amphibious tractors to ram the steel doors, after which Marines ran inside to look for weapons. Using the Amtraks, as they're called, to bust open the garages, unfortunately left them vulnerable to looters who are already ransacking other quarters of the city. Lieutenant Stahl was undeterred.
I mean, in my opinion, doors are replaceable, Marines' lives are not.
Word quickly spread of the destructive entries, and Iraqi auto shop owners began to congregate at the end of the block, imploring a beleaguered Marine to let them into their stalls.
Who has the keys? Who has the keys to open the shop? If we cannot open them, we're going to have to break it down.
After dozens of forced entries and irate garage men, there was never a single mortar tube found. But the Marines made far more important weapons discoveries as the day wore on. Inside a school furniture factory, they threw off some dusty tarps and found, to their astonishment, two 15-foot-long rockets. Lieutenant Colonel John Mayer of the 1st Battalion, 4th Marines.
In this particular one, we found what looks like an assembly plant for Scud missiles. Right now, we're looking at, looks like nine warheads and as many sections in some different states of being assembled.
Later, they came across eight long-range Frog 7 rockets lying in two trailers abandoned in a vacant lot not far from the Scuds. And still later, three SA-2 surface-to-air missiles in mobile launchers. U.S. troops say the Iraqis themselves provide the best intelligence now, enthusiastically pointing out weapons and helping locate renegade fighters. John Burnett, NPR News, Baghdad.